Amen. Amen. I believe the Lord's wanting to send revival, don't you?
Psalm 80 and 3, the psalmist said this. He said, turn us again, O Lord, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. I believe that's what the Lord wants to do this week. He wants to give us grace that our hearts would be turned to him. And in doing so, he would cause his face to shine upon us, and we would be saved. And I'm not just talking about the lost being saved, but I thought about as saints of God. Oh, he's delivered me many a time along this journey. Bless the Lord. It's good to be here this morning. Amen. On this service of revival. And I'm just so honored. I love your dear pastor, Preacher Tim, and his dear wife, Sister Jawan. We love them. We first met them several years ago in Crossville, Tennessee at camp meeting. And I never dreamed I'd have this opportunity, but I'm just so thankful that the Lord just worked this out and brought this to pass. And it's always good to be with the Parsons. They're just like family. We're fellow Hoosiers. Amen. And amen. And so it's just good to be with them. They're just like family. And it's good to be here. I want to say this. We've got some other folks. So Pastor Tim, thank you for this privilege. And I hope you'll be here all week. Amen. I hope you'll clear your agenda, your schedule, and that you'll be right here in revival. I'm no mathematician, but if all of you come back and bring somebody with you, we'll have twice as many. Woo! Amen. Wouldn't that be good? Amen. And I just wonder, what would you give this week to see your son, your daughter, your grandbaby come to Christ to be saved? Amen. I want to say this. I'd be remiss if I didn't say this. We've got some other friends here. Years ago, when I pastored in Indiana, I pastored a good brother by the name of Ray Tolson and his daughter, Sister Karen Bailey. Brother Ray has since moved back to Indiana, and him and his wife, Sister Brenda, are dear friends of ours. They support our ministry. We love them. And their two sons and daughter live down here in the Rock Hill area. And Sister Karen is with us this morning, his daughter and her daughter, and who's recently moved from Indiana and come down here. And then one of his sons is the sheriff of York County, Kevin Tolson. He's with us today. And I told him, he was in Indiana a couple months ago, I told him, I said, I'm coming to Lancaster, South Carolina. He said, oh, no, you ain't. Yeah. He said, don't you go down there saying that, he said. You're going to Lancaster, he said. I said, okay. And so for 2 months I've been Lancaster. And then not only do we have him, the sheriff of York County, but he's friends with the sheriff of Chester County and the sheriff of right here in Lancaster County. And they come with him today. And I know the sheriff from Lancaster County comes here often. But we're glad to have these three sheriffs from these three counties. And could we ask them to stand up? Amen. You men stand up. Will you men stand up? Thank the Lord. Thank you. Aren't you glad for law enforcement? Amen. Amen. I believe we ought to back the blue, don't you? Now listen, Brother Kevin gave me something, and I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure I'm an official deputy of York County right now. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It's just good to be here. If you got your Bibles, and I trust you do, I want you to turn with me to Luke chapter 14. Luke chapter 14, I'm just so honored to be with you. And I know how it is when you go somewhere and preach for the first time. I know how it is. They're checking you out. And all y'all are checking me out. Amen. Well, I'm checking you out too. But you've got me outnumbered, so pray for me. Amen. And can I just say I enjoyed Sunday school. Man, that was so good. I enjoyed that. That helped me. Amen. And thank God for that. I love when you go to Sunday school and somebody has studied and prepared and prayed and they've got something to bring to the class. Just good. And I'm thankful for what God's doing right here at Liberty Free Will Baptist Church. And oh, what a work God has done. Luke chapter 14, if you're there, say amen. If you're saved this morning, would you say amen?
Amen.
If you're sure about it, would you say glory?
Glory.
If you're happy about it, would you say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
And if you'll give the preacher 2 hours, would you say preach?
Preach.
You was a little slow on that one. Amen. Amen. Luke chapter 14, I'll read fast and you pray hard. We just thank God, Pastor Tim, for this day. Amen. Luke chapter 14, look with me at verse 15. And when one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things, he said unto him, Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Then said he unto him, Jesus said unto him, A certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready. Notice what they did in verse 18. They all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I go to prove them. I pray thee have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. Pastor Tim, would you ask a blessing on God's word?
God, in Jesus' name, we ask your blessings
upon the Lord. Oh, God,
help us. Thank you for the reading of your word, Lord. And I know it's a hard saying, it will not return void. God, I pray, God, you just anoint the preacher right now, God, give him liberty to preach, God, and I pray for conviction. God, I'm all over this building. Holy Ghost, have your way right now. We'll make sure you get all the praise and all the glory, God. Whatever you want in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. You may be seated. Just before I tell you what I'm preaching on, I want to say this. We thank the Lord for our safety and coming in yesterday. Glad to have my wife Gina with me and my mother-in-law Shirley. One brother said, I know you're sanctified. You travel with your mother-in-law. Amen. But I always say my wife Gina next to the Lord Jesus, she's the best thing ever happened to me. And some of you men just missed a real good place, amen, right there. But I'm glad to have them with me. But if the Lord would help me as we look here in Luke chapter 14 for just a little while, I want to preach on this thought this morning. Are you coming to supper? Are you coming to supper? Oh, I believe the Lord wants to do something this week, amen. Oh, yeah, I believe the Lord wants to do something this week. And I want to say to all of us, are you coming to supper? Amen. For a while, the marriage supper of the Lamb. And lost friend, I don't want you to miss out on that. Don't want you to miss out on heaven, friend. And I want to say this to the saints of God, that what time we're here in this walk of life, I believe in Revelation 3:20, to the church at Laodicea, the Lord knocked on the door and said, he said, if any man hear my voice and open the door, he said, I will come in to him sup with him and he with me. I believe right here in this walk of life, right here in this week of revival, the Lord, church, wants to sup with us. Woo! I believe he wants to come in and sup with us and us sup with him. And lost soul, he wants to save you. Wayward friend, he wants to restore you. Saint of God, I believe he wants to help you. And so the question I propose to you this morning, are you coming to supper? Are you coming to supper? You'll hear me ask you that many times throughout this sermon this morning. Are you coming to supper? And so let me get right into the message. Listen, lest you accuse me of being long-winded. Amen. Number one, if you're taking notes, I want you to write this down. I want you to notice the invitation is extended. The invitation is extended. Notice what the Lord said in verse 17. He said, Come. For all things are now ready. Woo! Can I just say three things very quickly about the invitation being extended? First of all, I want you to notice the invitation is simple. The invitation is simple. Notice what the Lord said. He said, come. Hey, can I just tell you? Listen, it's a simple word. But I believe in the Word of God. It's the greatest, one of the greatest words, preacher, you'll ever read. The Lord said, come. Woo! I'm talking about all through the pages of God's Word. He gives us the invitation, come. You remember Matthew 11 and 28? Jesus said, come unto me. Oh, ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. You remember John 7 and 37 when the Lord said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. For he that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. You remember in John 21 and 12, the Lord said to a group of hungry fishermen, come and dine. You remember the last invitation ever given in God's Word, Revelation 22 and 17. He said, the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is athirst, come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Hey, can I tell you, listen, as we consider the invitation is extended, isn't it a wonderful thought this morning that the God of glory, the one who hung the sun and moon on nothing, the one who put the stars in the sockets, the one who measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, the one who weighed the mountains in a scale, in the hills in a balance, would say to you, and to you, and to you, and to me, come, come. Oh, can I just tell you, the invitation is simple. The Lord did not ask you to perform some great feat. He did not tell you you had to walk across Lancaster County on glass. He did not tell you that you had to sell all your possessions and bring a check to the church. All he said you had to do was come. All you got to do is come. All you got to do is with one step of faith, oh brother, step out and come. Oh, praise God, I'm glad the invitation is simple. Amen. You ain't got to have it all figured out. You ain't got to have it all worked out. You ain't even got to have your ducks in a row. Just come. Just come. The invitation is simple. But can I tell you, number two, oh, the invitation is solid. Woo! The invitation is solid. Why do you say that, preacher? Because he said all things are now ready. You can tell by looking at me, I like to eat. And Gina accuses me of inviting folks over just so she'll cook. Hey, listen, now she cooks for me. You can tell that. She cooks, but now when folk come over, she really cooks. Amen. And so I'm all the time, why don't you just come by? Why don't you come over? Why don't you stay the night? Because I know if she does, man, we're going to have a good supper and a real good breakfast. And so I'm all the time inviting folk over, and they say, can I bring something, preacher? I said, no, you just come on. We got it all fixed up. Amen. Woo! Can I just tell you this morning, not only is the invitation simple, but I'm glad the invitation is solid. And I'm glad to declare unto you that God has got it all worked out. Amen. Can I just tell you, the Lord has done, took care of everything. Hey, you just come. You just come. He's provided everything you'll ever need, friend. Praise God. The invitation is solid. Amen. Someone said, you got some Bible on that? I sure do. In John chapter 19 and verse 30, as the lovely Lord Jesus Christ was hanging from the cold, cruel cross of Calvary, and there he shed his rich, red, raw, redeeming blood. Praise God. He bowed his lovely, wounded head, and he said these words, it is finished. You know what that is? In the Greek, it is the word tetelestai. Tetelestai. And it means to end, to complete, to execute, oh, to conclude, to discharge a debt. It means to accomplish, to make an end, to finish, to pay, to perform. Hey, you ain't got to work it out. You ain't got to get it figured out. You ain't got to do some great thing. All you got to do is come, because he's done everything that needs to be done. Praise God. The invitation is solid. Amen. Well, now, preacher, I got to quit my bad habits, and I got to start living right, and I got to do this and got to do that. No, you just need to come. Are you coming to supper this morning? Oh, the invitation is simple, come, but the invitation is solid. Oh, he's already got the table set. He's got everything provided, praise God. When Jesus died on Calvary's cross and said, it is finished, the debt was paid in full, the work was complete. Amen. He executed everything that needs to be done. The table is set. The chair's been pulled out. Oh, this morning, are you coming to supper, friend? Amen. Not only is the invitation simple and the invitation is solid, but as we consider the extended invitation, I want you to know it's serious. The invitation is serious. Notice what he said, Brother Kenny. He said, come, for all things are now ready. They're now ready. No wonder why in 2 Corinthians 6 and 2, the Apostle Paul said, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. The writer of Hebrews in Hebrews chapter 3, verses 7 and 8 said, wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith. Woo! This ain't mama talking, it's the Holy Ghost talking. This ain't the preacher talking, it's the Holy Ghost talking. This ain't your spouse, it's the Holy Ghost talking. And when the Holy Ghost talks, you better listen. And what did he say? He said, today, not tomorrow, not yesterday, not a week now, not a month, not a year later. He said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. It did me good, Brother Kenny, see these folks coming up and praying. The singing was going on. You know what they done? They just listened to the Holy Ghost. Hey, they said, they didn't say, well, we'll come tomorrow night when the crowd's down a little bit. They didn't say, well, we'll come next Sunday when we ain't in revival. But oh, he said, today, if you'll hear his voice, harden not your heart. Oh, can I tell you, the invitation is simple. Oh, the invitation is solid. He's done everything that needs done. All you've got to do is come by faith. Praise God, the work's been complete. Praise God, he died and rose again. But oh, I'm telling you, the invitation is serious. It's not a game. It's not something to put off. It's not something to, listen, just say, well, you know, maybe someday, but I'm telling you now. Now, he said, all things are now ready. And today, if the Holy Ghost speaks to your heart, oh, listen, whether you're saved or unsaved, whatever your need is, brother, don't you put it off. Don't you wait. Don't you bargain with God. You just come. Brother, are you coming to supper? Amen. Hold on a second. Good preaching, preacher, preach on. Amen. I believe I will. Praise God. Woo! Hey, I'm preaching better. Some of y'all in the back are acting, amen. Woo! The invitation is extended, but let me hasten on to number two. Not only do I see the invitation is extended, but sadly, can I tell you, the invitation is evaded. The invitation is evaded. I want you to notice what they do in verses 18 through 20. Oh my, they begin to make excuse. It's almost, brother, as if they would come together and have a little meeting and say, you know what, we just don't really need to go to this supper, because the Bible said they all, with one consent, began to make excuse. I see the invitation is evaded. Can I just give you a few definitions of the word excuse in the Bible? Here's some of the definitions: to decline, to shun, avoid, refuse, reject. They just said, nah, we ain't coming to your supper. I see the invitation is evaded. Can I just tell you, by them not coming to the supper, when the Lord said, come, for all things are now ready, you know what they done? They declined his invitation. They shunned his mercy. They avoided his grace, refused his love, and rejected the greatest gift ever given to mankind, the Lord Jesus Christ. And can I just tell you, after a while, we're going to give an invitation, and I guarantee you there'll be some that'll make excuse. There'll be some Christians that need some help, and maybe God's speaking to your heart, and maybe you're carrying a burden, fighting a battle, sailing through a storm, walking through a valley. Maybe there's something that you need to pray about. Maybe there's some help that you need. Maybe God is challenging you to a closer walk. There may be somebody here that at one time you were saved and serving God, but tonight, today, you're so far from God, the FBI can't find you.
Come on. Or maybe you're here lost and undone and you ain't never been saved and you're half a heartbeat away from hell. And the Holy Ghost will call you and he'll invite you and he'll ask you the question, are you coming to supper? Are you coming to supper? And you know what many will do? They'll make excuse on why they can't come. And that's exactly what these men did. I see the invitation is evaded. Can I tell you three things very quickly before I move to my last point about this? The invitation is evaded. Notice this. All their excuses are erroneous. All their excuses were erroneous. Yeah. Foolish. Amen. Do you hear these excuses? Amen. The first man said, well, I bought a piece of ground and I must needs go see it. I pray thee have me excused. Who buys a piece of ground without looking at it first? You may have just bought you a swamp, friend. And then the second man said, well, I bought 5 yoke of oxen and I must needs go prove them. I pray thee have me excused. Who buys 1 ox, let alone 10 of them, without first proving them? You may have just bought a bunch of oxen ready for the glue factory. I know that ain't politically correct, but that's probably where they're going if they're in bad shape. Amen. Hey, nobody does that. And then the last man, I done married me a wife, therefore I can't come. He didn't even ask to be excused. He was so henpecked. He didn't even ask to be excused. Hey, I'm talking about every one of their excuses were erroneous, foolish. They wouldn't hold water. I see the invitation extended, but now the invitation is being evaded. These men just said, we can't come to your supper. And they had all kinds of excuses that were erroneous. But can I say this? Secondly about this, there are other excuses to expose. Can I just tell you, in 32 years of preaching, and preacher, you know what I'm talking about, I've heard a lot of excuses. Woo, I'm talking about, there's other excuses to expose. Can I give you just a few before I move on? How many have heard this excuse? Well, you know, I would go down there, but they're all a bunch of hypocrites. You ever heard that one? You know what I tell them? I tell them, you don't mind to go to Walmart with them. Why don't you just go to church with them? Amen. Have you ever heard somebody say, well, you know, I would go down there to Walmart, but there are a bunch of hypocrites down there. I've never heard that in my life. And by the way, can I just tell you, I'd rather go to church with a few hypocrites than go to hell with all of them. Amen. Amen. Woo! Preach on, preacher. Amen. Oh, yeah. There's too many hypocrites that I've heard this. How many have heard this one? Well, preacher, I'd go. I'd get saved, but I just can't live it. You know what I say to that? Amen. Hey, you're looking up here at one that without him, I can't live it neither. Lord, aren't you glad for Galatians 2:20 when Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. Yet not I, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Thank God, when I got saved, he moved in, and praise God, I'm walking in victory. Amen. I couldn't do it on my own. You couldn't do it on your own. But praise God, when you get saved, you get some help, friend. Amen. And then I've heard some say this, well, preacher, I'd get saved. I just got too much to give up. You know what Jesus said in Mark 8:36? He said, what would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lost his own soul? Friend, if you had all that this world has and you died lost without Christ and went to a burning, blistering, brimstone hell, what would it profit you? Don't you tell me about what you're giving up. I'm telling you, when you come to him, you've gained it all, friend. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Oh, the devil will give you every excuse in the world. I've heard some say this, well, you know, I'd get saved, but I've been too big of a sinner. Yeah. There's a Greek word for that. It's called baloney. Yeah. Hey, look up here. Paul said in 1 Timothy 1:15, he said, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, to save sinners, to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Oh, can I just tell you, you're the very one he came for. Oh, someone said, preacher, you don't know where I've been, what I've done, who I've done it with, how long I've done it for. Preacher, you don't know the people I've hurt, the burdens I've been, the mistakes I've made. Preacher, you don't know what a mess I've made. Oh, can I just tell you, Romans 5:20 said that where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. I'm glad that his grace is greater than your sin. And praise God, right here today, he can save you, friend. Amen. And then I've heard some say this, well now, preacher, I'd get saved, but you know, just not today. You know, maybe next Sunday or maybe down the road, maybe when a better preacher comes, this may be all you get right here. Amen. I've already dealt with that excuse. He said, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Listen, yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery. All you have is right now. And friend, if the Holy Ghost of God speaks to you, saved or unsaved, don't you make excuse. Don't you put it off. Brother, I'm asking you today, are you coming to supper? Amen. Saint of God, will you draw closer to him? Will you find the help you need? The chair's been pulled out. The table's been set. Praise God, he's got everything you need. Lost soul, listen, the invitation is given you. Are you coming to supper? Praise God, right here today at Liberty Free Will Baptist Church, he's willing to save your soul, forgive you of your sin, deliver you from the devil's hell, and give you the hope of heaven. Praise God, wayward friend, you may have messed up. You may have, done things you ought to do. But praise God, he said if you'll confess your sin, he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sin and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Amen. Are you coming to supper? Some people say, well, preacher, I'd come, but what will people say? What will co-workers think? What will my classmates say? What will my friends and family do? Look up here. Can I just remind you that, friend, there is a year, and within that year there is a month, and within that month there is a week, and within that week there is a day, and within that day there's an hour, and in that hour there's a minute, within that minute there's a second that you will meet God. You ain't going to stand before your family and friends. You ain't going to give an account to your classmates and to your co-workers. Hey, your drunken buddies ain't the ones that you're going to answer to. Brother, you're going to stand before God. And the question will be is, what have you done with Jesus? Amen. And then I've heard some say this, well, preacher, I'd come, but you know, I was made to go to church as a child. Yeah. I say, yeah, and I guarantee you was made to take a bath too. And I hope you've kept that up. Amen. Oh, I see the excuses that are erroneous. And now I see other excuses exposed that are just as erroneous as others. And lastly, can I say this before I move on to my last point? Brother, all excuses will be eradicated. There is not one excuse that will stand, friend, in that great day. Oh no, friend, that word eradicated, listen, just means to destroy completely, to put an end to. Can I prove it to you? In the last verse that I read to you, the Lord said, for I say unto you that none of those men and their excuses, none of those men who would not come, none of those men who did not receive my invitation, none of them that were bidden shall taste of my supper. Can I tell you, listen, whoever you are, whatever your excuse is, it will not stand. It will not stand. Will you come to supper today? Amen. Everybody still with me? Say amen. How many will give me 5 more minutes? Raise your hand. 5 more minutes, would you? 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Woo, praise God. I'm almost done. Don't get nervous. Amen. Not only do we see the invitation is extended, come, for all things are now ready. I see the invitation is evaded. They all, with one consent, began to make excuse and said, we will not go. Lastly, praise God for this. Woo! This make a Presbyterian shout right here. The invitation is expanded. Woo! Aren't you glad there's still grace? Aren't you glad in the day and hour in which we live, there's still mercy? Oh, thank God, aren't you glad he's still reaching out an nail's card hand? Aren't you glad the table's still set, the chair's still pulled out, and the Holy Ghost is still asking the question, are you coming to supper? Are you coming to supper, church, this week in revival? Are you coming to supper? Will you come this week and sup with him and let him sup with you? Oh, wayward friend, lost friend, will you come today? Will you come and find your place at the table? Amen. Listen and have the assurance that when you leave here, you're going to the marriage supper of the Lamb, that heaven will be your home. Oh, praise God. Are you coming to supper, friend? Amen. The invitation is expanded in verses 21 through 23. Number one, I want you to see the direction of his grace. The direction of his grace. Notice what the book said. After all these men said, nah, we ain't coming, and they made their excuses, notice what he did. The Bible said the servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly. Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and notice who he invited to the supper. Bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. You know who was getting invited? You know who was getting invited? The ones that nobody else wanted. The ones that nobody would ask. The ones that nobody else wanted at their table. The offscouring of the world. Amen. The foolish, the weak, the base and despised. The poor, the maimed, the halt, the blind. Nobody else wanted them. But you know what the Lord said? He said, you go out and you call them. You invite them. You tell them, come on in. Hey, the table's set. Supper's ready. Ring the bell. Praise God. Are you coming to supper? Oh, thank God. I see the direction of his grace. Aren't you glad today, church, for the old crown jewel of God's word, John 3:16? Aren't you glad the Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Aren't you glad for the direction of his grace? That it's for whosoever. It's for whosoever. Hey, listen, I don't care who you are. If you're rich or poor, if you're black or white, if you're tall or short, if you're fat or skinny, if you're ugly or purdy, I don't care who you are. The invitation, hey, listen, is expanded. The direction of his grace is to whosoever. 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 Praise God. Anybody can come. Amen. Amen. That's why Jesus said, if any man thirst, let him come. Yeah. Woo, it's for everybody. Amen. Well, now, preacher, you just don't know my life. I said, whosoever. Amen. Preacher, you don't know the mistakes I've made. Whosoever. Amen. Preacher, I look back at my life and there's nothing but heartache and trouble and misery. Whosoever. Amen. Whosoever, praise God, the direction of his grace. Nobody else wanted these folks. Nobody else would even invite them. But he said, that's the ones I want. You go call them folk, praise God. I'm glad the invitation has been expanded. And today, no matter who you are, where you've been, what you've done, who you've done it with, and how long you've done it for, you can find your place at the table. Are you coming to supper today? And then let me say this. Not only do I see the direction of his grace, I see the demand of his grace. Notice what the Lord said. He said, you compel them. Amen. You compel them to come. You know what that word compel means? It means to necessitate, to constrain, to require, to force, to oblige. You know what I'm commanded to do and you're commanded to do as the church? To compel them to come. Someone said, preacher, why do you preach like you do? I'm compelling folks to come. Amen. Brother, why do you go knock on doors at the trailer park? I mean, the trailer park, really? Yeah. You know why he does what he does, knocks on doors and compels them to come in? You know why? Because that's what the Lord said to do. Well, I see the demand of his grace. He said, I want them in. You bring them in. You compel them. You do all you can. I know how it is. Hey, look up here. You think the preacher's blind? When I see you at Walmart in aisle 4 and you shoot over to aisle 3. Hey, I seen you. Don't act like I ain't seen you. I see you. You know what I do? I jump over to aisle 3. Hey, I see you. Yeah. Hey, I know how it is. Listen, when you walk up to the door, the TV's blaring, the dog's barking, the kids are fighting, and the preacher comes. It gets silent in there. I know you're in there. I know. Hey, you know why we do what we do? Because we're to compel you. Hey, you know why those folks you work with tell you about Jesus? You know why your mama did all she could to pray over you and talk to you about the Lord? You know why the preacher preaches his guts out? You know why the church labors like they do? Because we're to compel you. We're to compel you to come in. Oh, listen, the time is running out. Amen. Today's the day. Are you coming to supper? Are you coming to supper? God loves you. Christ died for you. The Holy Ghost is speaking to you. The church is praying for you. The preacher's preaching to you. Are you coming to supper, friend? Oh, I wish they'd shut up and leave me alone, friend. I guarantee you hell is filled with the souls of men and women who wish they had this opportunity that you have right now. Listen, if you was to put your heart on your blood pump, friend, it is one beat away from you going out into eternity. And I guarantee you, there's millions of souls who would trade places with you right now. It would sit in that padded pew and hear this big fat preacher one more time and hear the invitation, are you coming to supper? Compel. Compel. I see the direction of his grace. I see the demand of his grace. And lastly, and I'm done, I see the desire of his grace. He said, compel them to come in that my house may be filled. That's the desire of his grace. Look up here, friend. I may not know you personally, but there's a God in heaven who loves you. And today, you know what he wants more than anything? He wants you to be with him in heaven one day after a while. Amen. That's why in 2 Peter 3:9, the old apostle under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost said this. He said, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You know what? Look yonder to the bloody cross of Calvary, and you'll see how bad God wants you in heaven, friend. Amen. When Christ, his own son, was offered up on that cross, and he bled and he died for your sins. He was brutally beaten for your iniquity and for mine. Why, preacher? So that you and I could find our place at the table. Are you coming to supper? Look up here, church. Let me ask you this week, will you do business with God? Will you draw close to him? Will you enter in? Hey, listen, will you open up the door and say, Lord, come in. I want to sup with you this week in revival, and I want you to sup with me. Are you coming to supper this week? Hey, listen, wayward friend, will you come to supper? Will you quit trying to find satisfaction and comfort out in the things of this world? You'll never find it there. You come to the table, friend. He's got all you need. And lost friend, can I tell you, your searching is over. Hey, listen, right here today, Christ stands with outstretched arms saying, come, come, come. Oh, friend, the table's been set. The meal's been prepared. Everything is done that needs to be done. All you got to do is show up, friend. Amen. Are you coming to supper? Amen. Today'd be a good day for somebody to quit making excuses. Quit declining. Quit shunning, avoiding, refusing, and rejecting, and say, today's the day. Now's the time that I'm going to do business with God. Listen, the invitation was extended. The invitation was evaded. And maybe many days and maybe many messages and maybe many times the Holy Ghost has spoke to you and you walked out the same way you come in. But today the invitation is being expanded. The Lord has given you another opportunity. Amen. I would to God today would be the day that you come to supper, friend. Can the singers come as they come? Brother Kenny, would you play something softly as every head is reverently bowed across this building? Every head is reverently bowed.